night of all nights. I need to make sure you stay asleep. I can't have you hearing what I'm about to say if you're awake. Not just yet. Anyway, for now, be a dear and just stay sleeping for me. Okay? I met you. I was terrified. Terrified I'd embarrass myself. That you'd be ashamed to be seen with me. That I'd say something stupid and offend you. Christ, babe, I still am, to be honest. You're lying here, practically naked next to me. So damn perfectly warm and soft. And you always say you love how you can make my heart race, but I'm gonna let you in on a little secret, okay? That pounding, racing, thumping in my chest, that's fear. Fear I'll do something stupid, mess something up, say something wrong, and God, can't even say it. Lose you. I'd lose you. I can't even think of what life would be like without you. I mean, how do you breathe without air? How do you live without life? I'm rambling. See, this is why I say this here. Like this. Because it's all in here, you know, twisted and knotted up in these unbreakable tangles. And this is the only place I can work through them. I can't talk to the girls about this. And my family, well, you know, whenever I feel this way about something, I talk to you. That's half the point, actually. You're the only person I can come to with these really personal, really important things. So when the topic is you, who do I talk to then? Let me try and get back on topic here. You asked me where we're going with this. You didn't push it. You tried to make it light. God, I could hear how much of an effort you made out of trying to sound casual about this. Because, well, you know I can be distant, you say. Cool, flighty, scared, and clueless, more like. But I can keep you thinking that for a while. Then why not, huh? But you asked. You put it out there. And I didn't say anything. You had every right to, of course. It's been a while. Too long, your friends say. Too long, even my friends say. You've been patient. You've never pushed it. And you waited. But I know you don't want to wait any longer, darling. And I want to know that an answer is coming. Okay? It's tough, you know? When we first started, she'll be brave enough to say it back. But sometimes I think I don't want there to be a next girl. And I don't know which is more terrifying. If you had asked me months ago if I ever thought I'd be in a bed with a guy half as beautiful as you, I'd probably laugh. Not just because I didn't think I could ever find anyone as handsome as you, but I just never thought that I'd let anyone get this close. The thought of letting someone past all of my, you know, me, to see the interior. It was horrifying. I didn't think anyone could even stand to look at this, let alone ever want to. Then you, suddenly, you, impossible, impervious, immaculate you, you toughed it out. You wore me down. Being stupid, but mostly with a smile. That perfect heartache you call a smile. The first thing I see when I wake up, and the last thing I see when I fall asleep. Not to mention all the things you let me do to you in here. Every time I think I'm pushing you too far, you somehow manage to cry out for more. Babe, you're awesome. This would normally be the part where you talk about how ugly you are and how you have so many problems and how I would be so better off without you. You say that stuff and it makes my blood boil. It's wrong. It feels so good to say that. Look at me, you handsome sleeping idiot. I do love you. I do. Okay? Don't leave me. Don't look for someone else. You don't need her. She's right here. She's just stupid and worried. And so terribly terrified this will end up like all of the other ones. That's what this is coming down to. The big point I'm trying to make. I'm beginning to realize that part of making our lives being perfect is me realizing that, well, it'll never truly be perfect. But that's part of the fun, right? Moving our way through the ups and downs, the bends and curves, the fights and making up. What does need to change is my perception of things. I can't be the perfect woman for you, because she doesn't exist. I can try, though. And that starts with a little more confidence, a little less being distant, and not waiting to become the perfect woman, but becoming the woman you already know me as. Answer for you, and it's yes, I do love. Oh, hey, shh, go back to sleep. You're good. Shh, rest. No, yeah, I'll join you.